testificial.
Yes.
Who God has entrusted our souls.
Yes.
Into his hands. And I couldn't think of a better place to be with a pastor that loves God.
Right.
Mind, body, and soul.
Yeah.
I know personally, I've been with him for a long time. All right. And I thank God for the privilege of allowing him to come into my life. God is so amazing. In what he do.
Yes.
And how he does it.
Yes.
He continues to blow our minds.
Amen.
Amen.
And I don't take this opportunity lightly to be able to stand before you. I come to you with a bowed down head and uplifted heart, with God being the leader.
All right.
Of who I am.
Amen.
And the protector of my soul.
Amen.
I won't be here long with you. There's a word from the Lord that he placed in my heart. I wrestled with that thing. I thought I was going to go one way. And God changed it totally up. The way that he wanted to go. Not the way that I wanted to go. I'm going to be obedient.
Amen.
And follow him.
Yes.
And allow him to lead me.
Amen.
And guide me. And direct me.
Yes.
In the way that he would want me to go.
Amen.
Dear gracious Lord, we thank you again, oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for another day's journey.
Yeah, Lord.
We thank you for giving us a portion of our health and strength, oh God.
Hallelujah.
And allowing us to be in our right mind.
Yes.
Lord God, we thank you for protecting us on last night, oh God.
Thank you.
And you woke us up bright and early.
Yeah.
With a touch of your divine love, oh God. Lord God, we can't do nothing but thank you. You've been so good and so kind to us, oh God. If we had 10,000 tongues, it wouldn't be enough to exalt your name, oh God. You and you alone are so worthy to be praised, oh God.
Hallelujah.
We exalt your name. We magnify you.
Yes.
We adore you.
Yes.
We love you. Because
yes.
You first loved us, oh God. Lord God, as we continue on into this service, take my mind. Take my thoughts.
Yes.
Take my understanding. Hide me, oh God, behind the cross.
Yes.
Speak through me, oh God,
yes,
to these your people, oh God.
Yes.
Lord God, we need to be uplifted.
Yes.
We need to be edified.
Yes.
Lord God, we need your covering,
yes,
your spirit.
Yes.
We need all of you, oh God,
yes,
to protect our mind,
yes,
and to keep us, oh God.
Yes.
In these last and evil days,
yes,
we just exalt you. And we thank you again, oh God, for allowing us to be in this place. To be amongst your people, oh God. And to be in your presence, oh God. And to feel your presence. And to know that without you, oh God, we can do nothing but fail, oh God. But with you, oh God, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Lord God, this we ask and this we pray. It's in your Son, Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Amen. I feel just a little better right about now.
Amen.
The week was just a little rough, but God is able.
Amen.
I came down with a case of poison ivy. And I didn't know if I would even be here today to stand before you. But Jesus, he's truly is a healer. He said he will supply all of our needs. He didn't say some of them, but all of them. And whatever the devil meant for our good, our bad, my God, he meant it for our good. I'm just so excited when I think about Jesus and all he has done for me. My soul continues to cry out.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That we're going to speak on this afternoon. I won't leave before you long. Trust me.
Bless us.
For those who have their Bibles, we're going to be coming from the book of Luke. Chapter 1. Starting at verse 32 and 33. Luke chapter 1. Verse 32 and 33. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
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 Luke 1 and 32 reads as thus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And verse 33. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end.
No end.
And as I thought about a subject that will tie in just a little bit with these two verses right here, all I could think about was, what do you know about Jesus? What do you know about Jesus? And if we all thought about what we know about Jesus, the world couldn't contain. All the words, all the books, and all the stories, each and every one of us, what we know about Jesus. And we know that without Jesus, we can do nothing.
Amen.
It actually sounds a bit silly, even irrelevant, to speak of only 10 things we should know about Jesus. We know that there's thousands and millions upon things that we know about Jesus. There's even things that we don't know about Jesus yet. But once we get to see him face to face, he will reveal those things to us. And I found another familiar scripture that will tie in to what we know about Jesus. We know that the whole book is truly about Jesus. From Genesis to Revelation, it's talking about Jesus. And in those books, throughout those books, Jesus is telling us and explaining to us what we need to know about him.
Yes.
In order to see him one of these days.
Yeah.
For we know that this is not our home.
Right.
We're just pilgrims. We're sojourners. Passing through this thing called life. Just for a little while.
Yeah.
We don't know the day, nor the hour, when he's coming back. He says he's coming back like a thief in the night.
All right.
I tell you, he's coming back.
Yes, he is.
And he's coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle.
Amen.
That's what I know about Jesus. How about you?
Amen.
Yeah.
And when you get home, ask yourself and write down what you know about Jesus. And what that will do for you, it will encourage you.
Yeah.
It will uplift, you.
Yeah.
No matter what you're going through.
All right.
What you know about Jesus, it's so amazing.
Oh, yes, it is.
His grace is so amazing.
Yeah.
His love is so amazing.
Yeah. Amen.
Everything about Jesus,
yeah,
is so amazing.
All right.
And the other few verses that came to mind is in the book of Colossians. Starting at chapter 1, verse 15. And when you have it, say amen.
Amen.
And I'm not going to be here with you long. Just a few more minutes.
Blessings. Amen.
Colossians chapter 1, verse 15.
Amen. Amen.
Who is the image of the invisible? Who is the image of God? Who is the image of the invisible God? The firstborn of every creature.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Jesus.
For by him were all things created.
Yes.
That are in heaven.
Yes.
And are in earth. Visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominions. Principalities. Or powers. All things was created by him and for him.
Yeah.
And he is before all things.
Yes, he is.
And by him all things consist.
Yeah.
Verse 18. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have preeminence. Verse 19, for it pleased the Father that in him should all the fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of the cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth,
yes,
or things in heaven.
Yes.
What a mighty God we serve.
Yeah.
What do you know about Jesus?
Amen.
And as I thought and pondered in my heart, the things that I know about Jesus,
right,
I'm going to tell you what I know about Jesus.
All right.
I know him to be a mind regulator.
Yes.
I know him to be a healer.
Amen.
I know him to be a deliverer.
Amen.
to be a friend.
Yeah.
I know him to be all in all.
Yes.
That's what I know about Jesus.
All right. All right.
And a few other things I want to tell you that I know about Jesus. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. What I know about Jesus, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth and believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. What I know about Jesus, that he loves me. When I didn't know him, in the pardon of my sins, while I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me. That's what I know about Jesus. That he sent him to the cross. They hung him high. They pierced his side. They put a crown of thorns on his head. For me and for you. That's what I know about Jesus. But he didn't stay dead when they took him down. They put him in a borrowed tomb. But in 3 days, he rose again. With all power. Not some power. But with all power. In heaven and earth. In his hands. That's what I know about Jesus. And what else I know about Jesus? He's the King of Kings. And the Lord of Lords. That's what I know about Jesus. He is the Alpha. And the Omega. That's what I know about Jesus. He's my all in all. He's the lily of the valley. He's the bright morning star. He is the soon and coming King. That's what I know about Jesus. He shall forgive your sins and my sins. That's what I know about Jesus. What do you know about Jesus? Jesus still loves the oppressed. Jesus still loves the brokenhearted. Jesus still goes to visit the sick. Jesus is a doctor in the hospital. Jesus is whatever you need him to be. He says to call upon me, and I will no wise cast you out. Jesus loves the unloving. Jesus loves those who cast away. He died for them. That they may have life. And have it more abundantly. I'm talking about Jesus. What do you know about Jesus? Jesus said to go ye therefore in all the world. Teaching and preaching. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
What do you know about Jesus? Are you going to keep his commandments?
Yes.
Are you going to do what he said do?
Amen.
Are you going to go where he said go?
Amen.
Are you going to live the way he said live?
Amen.
What do you know about Jesus?
Come on.
Do you know him?
Yes, I do.
Do you really know him? Well, if we really know him like we should have known him, we should do what he says do. What do you know about Jesus? He's my friend. He's my company keeper. He's my deliverer. He has set me free. What about you? Jesus says that don't worry. Don't fret. But trust in him. In all your ways. And acknowledge him. And he will direct your path. He says, be not wise in your own eyes, but depart from evil. and for the Lord. What do you know about Jesus?
Amen.
What are you going to do when you leave this place? Since you know about Jesus.
All right.
Since you know about his power.
Yeah.
Since you know what he can do.
Yeah.
He can do all things but fail.
Amen.
What do you know about Jesus? Jesus is the perfect gift.
Yes, he is.
That was sent from God.
Amen.
For you and for me.
Amen.
So what are you going to do with that gift? Are you going to go out to the world and tell them the truth about Jesus' grace, about his mercy, about him being a company keeper, about him being a friend, about him dying on the cross for you, and that he loved you, and all he wants you to do is take up your cross and follow him and give him glory. And exalt his name.
Amen.
And magnify.
Yeah.
And lift him up.
Amen.
And let the world know.
Yeah.
That there's only one Savior.
Yeah.
And his name is Jesus.
Jesus.
He has all power. He knows everything. He's in everything.
Yeah.
He is the Alpha.
All right.
He is the Omega.
Yes.
He is the Son of God.
Yeah.
What do you know about Jesus? May God bless you. May he keep you. May he continue to sanctify you. May he continue to edify you. May he continue to lift you up. May you continue to search him out. And may you continue to walk by the Spirit and not by the flesh. And in all your ways, acknowledge him.
Yeah.
He loves you.
Yes,
he loves you.
Yeah.
He loves you.
Yeah.
He loves you. God bless you.
Right now, the scripture said today is the day of salvation, and now is the acceptable time. What do you know about Jesus?
Follow.
He said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. A lot of times we struggle with where we are in life, but God said, come to me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I've already paid the debt for your sin. Trust me. Trust me, my son. Believe that I raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. So we give you that invitation. We'd like to let you know about Jesus. So if you know about Jesus and you want to respond to his calling, come right now. Whether you come by a new experience that you've not been saved, or maybe you have been saved and you need a church home, somewhere where you can worship, we want to invite you to come right now. Amen. As the word says, now is the acceptable time. It's
yes.
A day. It's
yes.
A day of salvation. Amen. Sometimes people are saved, they just need a church home to plug into.
Amen.
It's a place where you can be fed and where you can worship and where you can have like-minded people you can lean on in times of trouble. Or where you might need encouragement.
Yes!
Amen. If that describes you, come right now. Amen. And you have to make those decisions while you are in your right mind and while you have opportunity. Because we never know what a day will bring, do we? Think about all the people who didn't know certain things that would happen. We've seen some terrible events in recent times.
Oh, yes!
Somebody may have went to church and said, boy, you know, I should have trusted Jesus yesterday, but look what happened today. So don't let that be you. If you're here today, connect with the church. The church is the body of Christ.
Oh, yes.
And we are here on one accord.
Yes.
And we all come by the blood of Jesus, by his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Amen. We don't boast about anything about ourselves.
All right.
But we do boast about Jesus.
Amen.
Because he is the way. Paul says that we come by the cross. The reason is that no man should boast, for it's by grace that we have been saved.
All right.
Through faith, and that not of ourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works.
Amen.
Lest any man should boast. So in other words, we don't have anything to boast about.
All right.
But he sent us to preach, as Brother Will just did, about the what do you know about Jesus? He is the one, the only one that can save. Amen. And we want you to have that opportunity before you leave. We don't want you to leave and say, St. Timothy didn't give me a chance. Trust in Jesus or connect with the church. We love you. God loves you.
Yes.
And we're here to receive you. The Bible says, to as many as received him, to them he gives the right to be called the children of God. Even those that believe on his name, just simply believe on his name.
Trust in Jesus.
He will do the rest.
Trust in Jesus.
Amen. Trust in him with all your heart.
Yes.
And do not lean to your own understanding. You don't even need to understand. Just accept it. Say, I come right now by faith. I accept the free gift that God has given.
Wow.
I accept that Jesus that I just heard about, that the preacher just preached.
Wow.
I accept him, Father. And you will accept me because you promised that you would. Whosoever comes in his name, he said, I will in no wise cast you out. Amen. So we give you that opportunity at this time. Amen. It is something you have to receive.
Yes.
That's what the Bible says, to as many as received him, to them, that's that one group, those who receive him, he gives the authority,
yes,
or the power to become, yes, children of God. Yes. Amen. Even if you are here today, just pray with me as we conclude. And then we will safely have someone come and present the benediction. Let us,
yes,
pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
we have heard the gospel. That is the good news that you have given your son, Jesus the Christ,
yes,
who was crucified between two thieves. He hung, bled, and died according to the scriptures.
Yes.
And gave up his spirit willfully in order to satisfy your just judgment for everyone who trusts in him. And Father, we have come by grace, not that we deserve anything but your judgment, but we receive your grace today, Father, that you have given your son, Jesus, and you have told us that what we know about him is what we need in order to be right with you.
Yes.
And so, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, save someone.
Yes. Right now, Lord.
To this message today, Father. Save them right where they are, Father.
Right now, Lord.
Let them know that you will adopt them and keep them and that you will never leave them,
yes,
or forsake them. Let them know that they are saved right now, even to the
uttermost,
if they are trusted in the name of Jesus.
Have mercy.
And Father, we give you all the honor, we give you the praise, and we give you the glory.
Hallelujah.
Fill them right now who will believe you with your Holy Spirit. Oh God, and guide them and lead them in the way everlasting.
Yes.
And Father, we will give you all the praise.
Hallelujah.
We will give you all the glory. We will boast on you and no one else.
Hallelujah.
Because you alone deserve the glory.
Yeah.
And we ask all this in Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus.
And all the saints say it together.
Amen.
Amen. Give God the praise. Amen. We've done it by the man. Amen. Now we're going to receive from Brother John the benediction. Amen.
My Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Let us pray.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh. As Minister Willie was preaching, I began to think about all the things I